So your next speaker gets no introduction because he is me. So this is really weird for me because as you see, I'm a cover musician. My job is to lie in front of crowds. I very seldom tell the truth in front of large groups of people, so please bear with me as I tell you this story about broken hearts and comedians. So it starts pretty typically. This summer, I met a girl. I was drawn to her instantly, and even though she might not admit it, I think she could say the same about me. At the very least, we had an instant and serious rapport. Within 4 days of meeting, we started texting about pretty much everything, which I'm pretty sure that's the barometer for how quality your relationship is in 2011. Over the course of July and August, we sent each other 3,600 texts. Now, to me, that seems like a lot. Like, I've had my phone 6 months, and the next person on that list hasn't even cracked 500. Sorry, Matt, I love you, but, you know. But that's very validating, you know, to have someone to share all this, like, minuscule, stupid stuff with. Like, I'm sure everyone feels that way, but I think for nerds, that's just increased. Because, like, our whole lives, we're told, you know, the things we do and the things we like are stupid and they don't matter. And it's, like, intoxicating to find someone that thinks that they do. You guys know what I mean? So, I need to point... Someone said, hell no, thank you. I need to point out, before I go further, that this girl and I didn't actually date. We had what I would call emotional intimacy, but that was really it. And kind of the reason for that was that at the end of the summer, she was going to London for a year to get a master's degree. So you can see where maybe some problems are going to come in with this. So, even though we didn't actually date, it felt like a relationship to me. But weirdly, like, of course, this girl would always try to marginalize what was going on between us. She would always say, you know, as if to convince me she's nothing special, well, you have a lot of friends. You know, I don't really matter that much. And that's true, you know, I'm blessed, I do have a lot of friends. But none of them would ever text me to say, I wish you were here shopping with me, you're so good at picking out gifts. Or, I really want someone to sing me to sleep tonight. That really happened. So, you can imagine, when I got that last one, a little confusing given the state of our relationship, and I called her on the mixed messages, and she kind of feebly replied that she was just joking. But, you know, I didn't think it was a joke when I called her up and sang Peter Gabriel to her. So, anyway, you can imagine that with her going to London and me having these feelings, things got strained pretty quickly. But I figured she'd at least let me say goodbye before she left. And I bought a couple pretty kick-ass going-away gifts for her. I'm, like, really good at gift-giving. I hate to brag. It's true. I'm super good at it. So, I planned to give them to her over, like, lunch or dinner a week or two before she left, you know. Unfortunately, that didn't really happen. Like, literally a day after I spent $50 on these gifts, I get an email from her, and it says, basically, seeing you would be too intense. Sorry. And that was almost the last time we talked. Like, we maybe exchanged 100 words since then, after 3,600 texts. Now, here's where comic books come in. The day that I got that message was the day before DC released Justice League number 1. Now, if you follow the comics medium at all, you probably know that at the end of summer, DC, which is one of the top publishers, relaunched their entire line of superhero books. So everything would start over again at number 1, and readers would have 52 all-new first issues to dig into come September. It was probably the biggest news to hit mainstream comics in at least a decade. As a comics fan, I was excited, but I'm also a comics blogger, and to that side of me, this was even more than having something to look forward to. This was a chance for me to create work of actual journalistic relevance, however slight it may be. So I got it in my head that the site I write for would produce something of real significance when it came to covering what is called the New 52. And I knew it wasn't in my power to read and write reviews for all the books, so I recruited a whole team of columnists to help me do this. Two of them are here today, Dwight and Jeremy. Thank you for your help with that.
Love you,
Aaron. Aw. So, I spent a large part of the month of September reading comics, editing reviews, and basically just driving up traffic to the site. We produced about 10 times as much content as we normally do, and we saw the rewards of that, which is great. It's really rewarding for me personally, and it ended up helping me professionally as well. In October, I got promoted to an editorial position at my day job, and I had this whole month of experience doing editing at this kind of hobby of mine that really helped with that. But despite all the positives, I kind of had this personal dilemma in the back of my head. Because, I mean, obviously, I was very, very upset about this girl. And throwing myself into DC's fictional universe made me feel a lot better. But should it have? Like, was this really a way for me to further my journalistic aspirations? Or was I just using that as flimsy justification to retreat from the real world into a frankly more appealing fictional one, like I'd done so many times as a child? Was I acting like a driven adult or basically an immature kid? The answer is probably somewhere in between. But towards the beginning of that whole period, I came upon a quote that really helped me, and it lent some perspective to that question, and I'd like to share it with you guys. The quote goes, "When we're feeling lost, it's the work we do, that little bit of good in the world, that gives us back the sense of self, our sense of self, makes us who we are." You guys know who said that? It was Superman, in DC Comics Swamp Thing number 1. And that works for me. Thank you very much.